The Gemara on the top of Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph is coming to explain the Mishnah we just had on Chav Ches Amud Beis, where the Mishnah says that a Ish Madaris B'nai B'Nazir, but Ina Isha Madaris is B'nai B'Nazir. A father can make his son into a Nazir, but a Isha is not able to make her son into a Nazir. What's the Pshat in his din? So the Gemara brings down a Machlekes. Rabbi Yochanan says it's Halachi B'Nazir, Halachi Mashem Sinai, and Rabbi Yisrael B'Chanina says it's K'nei L'chan Chav B'Mitzvah, it's Midin Chinuch, Midin Chinuch. You're able to make your son into a Nazir. In fact, if that's the case, Afilu Isha Namin, Isha also should be able to make her son into another midin chinuch. So my answer is Kasavik Ishchav Lachanuch b'mitzvus, and Isha Chavis Lachanuch is b'mitzvus. That the chiyuv chinuch is only on the father, not on the mother, and therefore this din of matter of b'nai b'nazir only applies to the father, not the mother. So it's a mavur from the Gemara that the chiyuv chinuch is only on the father, not on the mother. And the pella is that this is a steer to kamim kamarayas, where you find that the chiyuv chinuch is on both the father and the mother. Just one raya l'mashal is from Rashi in the beginning of Chagiga. Rashi says that hitilu chachamim al aviv al ima lechancha b'mitzvus. Rashi says lehedi the chiyuv chinuch is on both the father and the mother. So the chayetz is steered to this gemara. The gemara says that the chiyuv chinuch is only on the father, not the mother. How does this gemara stim with what Rashi says in Chagiga? Another raya is that the chiyuv chinuch is on both the father and the mother. And there's a very sadistic hasber from a Reuben Grzovsky. He writes this in his Chiddushim on Sukkah, Siman Aleph, at the end of Siman Aleph. Behektim, another kash over here on the Gemara, this whole musig of Haish Madris B'nai Ben Nazir, that it works Midin Chinuch, is very difficult to understand. How could you make your son into Nazir Midin Chinuch? Chinuch normally means that I could train my son to do certain things, I could encourage him to do things, but it's always his asiyah, he's the one who's doing it. But to be Mekabel Naziris is something which is Mutal Negavra. Only the Nazir himself can be Mekabel Naziris. I can't be Mekabel Naziris with somebody else. So how can I be Madar, my son, Benazir? How could I be Mekabel Naziris for him? He didn't Chinuch. Chinuch doesn't allow me to do things for him. I could encourage him to become a Nazir, that I could do. But to be Mekabel Naziris for him, that's something which is not Shaykh through the Parsha of Chinuch. It doesn't allow me to be Mekabel Naziris with someone else. What's the beer in that then? Assuming that's to be over and Yesh Madis Meno Benazir, that I'm a Kabbalat for him, how could that work Midin Chinuch? So Reuben says, he says it's Mavur over here, that there are really two different dinim in Chinuch. Two different dinyanim in the mitzvah of Chinuch. There's one mitzvah of Chinuch, which is the Pasha Din Chinuch, which is to be margil my son to do mitzvahs, to train him, to get him into the mode of doing mitzvahs. That's a regular Din Chinuch, to be margil him in the dinyanim of mitzvahs. But he says there's another Din Chinuch, a Mechudish Dekid Din Chinuch, which is not just to be margil him with mitzvahs, but it was Nischadish Midor Abalon, through the parsha of Chinuch, that the son becomes a chelik of the father. The son mamash becomes a chelik of the father, and the chiyuvim of the father and the din of the father affect the son as well, and vice versa. And he brings rise to this lamashal from the din that the father is nanash for the averus of the son. Why should the father be nanash on what the son doesn't and what the son does? You make a bar shapatrani by the bar mitzvah because you're no longer nanash for him. Why should the father be nanash for the son? It's the son's averus, not the father's averus. What does he have to do with it? But he says, if I says chachamim, we're magdi the mitzvah of chinuch, that the son becomes a chelik of the father, and just like I'm mechuyev to do mitzvahs for myself, I'm mechuyev to see that my son does mitzvahs as well, because he's a chelik of me. That's how they set up the din of chinuch, that my chiyuvim and myself extends to my son, and I'm mechuyev to make sure that he does mitzvahs because he's a chelik of me. Another way he brings this from the din that if the son is not able to misana in Erev Pesach, so then the chiyuv goes on the father has to fast for him. So how does that work? How could he fast for someone else? It's his chiyuv, not my chiyuv, but the Torah says that he's a chiyuv of me, and if he has a chiyuv to fast, maybe that chiyuv would go to me. If he doesn't do it, then I'm a chiyuv to be memal of that chiyuv that Chachamim gave to my son, is looking at him as being part of me. And Zakti Reuven, that's the beer in this din, he could be mekabel naziris for your son, because it's nischadish in the parsha of Chinuch, that the son becomes a chiyuv of the father, so a kabbalah that the father does for his son could be chal, because his son is a chiyuv of the father on the darban and level. If he didn't chinuch, he's a chiyuv of the father. The father could be mekabel nezirus for his son, because it's a chiyuv of him. That's this unique din of chinuch that allows him to be mekabel nezirus for b'nai. That's what's moved over here, this chiddush tikkun din of chinuch. And the Mele is like the Reuven, this is what the Gemara says over here, that the av is chayim and chinuch b'nai, not the aim. That's only in this chiddush tikkun din chinuch. And this new din chinuch, that you could be madar b'nai b'nazir, where you become a chiluk of me, you become a chiluk of the father, that is something the Chacham only gave to the father, not to the mother. They made him a chiluk of the father, not a chiluk of the mother. That's what it means, that the women can't be madar b'nai b'nazir. But the gabi, the regular din chinuch, just to be margal b'mitzvahs, to train him to do mitzvahs, that is something which Chachamim gave both to the father and the mother, and that's how we find these different rayas on Mashal and Rashi and Chagiga, that the Chachamim were matal al avivim al chancha b'mitzvahs. That's the regular din chinuch, to be margalim b'mitzvahs. This we say over here, that only the father is chayim, not the mother. That's with this chiddush din, where the father becomes a chelik in the son, which is unique to such a case where you're madib no b'nazin. Like, I mean, that only did it to the father and not for the mother.